down your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Welcome to your voice message center. I will be helping you to set up your own personal mailbox. First, we will set a passcode to keep your mailbox private. Second, we will record a greeting for your callers. Finally, we will record your name in your own voice. I will tell you what keys to press. Let's get started.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Who is calling?
Hello?
Please, who is calling?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Marvin!
What is it?
It's a man who's been calling.
Hello?
How do you know?
Because he's just called me.
What does he want?
I don't know. He just keeps on saying hello over and over again.
Hello?
That's all he says. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Now, Miss Keene,
I want to find out who this terrible man is who keeps calling me.
Hello?
What did Miss Finch tell you? She told you it was probably a bad connection, didn't she?
It's not a connection.
Hello?
It's a man.
But if he keeps on saying hello, then obviously he can't hear because of a bad connection.
He can hear me. I know he can hear me.
Hello?
Then why don't you hang up on him and you don't have to listen? Just hang up. Is that so hard to do?
Hello?
Over and over again. Hello, 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 hello.
You say goodbye.
I'm hanging up.
Well, at the tone, you have 3 wishes. Only 2 rules. Never apologize. Never explain.
End of message.
Imagine having into a power so great it could change your life with just one phone call.
Mailbox 8819.
Well, here's my take on it. It's like, I know a voice jail Betty, and you know a voice jail Betty.
Hello.
And 115 knows voice jail Betty, and Monique knows voice jail Betty, and Will knows voice jail Betty, and Susan knows voice jail Betty, and Dave knows voice jail Betty, and I don't know whoever else are voice jailers that are anonymous out there.
Have you ever called a business office and heard the smooth-sounding voicemail lady telling you what to do? Well, turns out there is a real woman behind that voice, and she lives in Oakland.
Who is this? I don't recognize the voice. I think I kind of might possibly know who it is, but I'm really not totally sure.
Well, hello, my name is Joan Kenley, and I'm the voice.
Joan Kenley says she has spent over 3 years recording some 5,000 prompts used in the system. She has a background in acting, voice coaching, and doing voiceovers for commercials, experience which is important to her new job.
That's one of the reasons why they have to use a professional voice, because we're trained to keep our level of happiness or smilingness, if you want, all through hours and hours of saying the same things over and over again, or saying numbers, or saying short phrases, and still making them sound like they're really inviting to hear.
We're going to create a passcode for you. This is a secret 4-digit number to ensure no one else uses your mailbox. Choose some number that is easy for you to remember, but hard for someone else to guess. You will be asked to enter this number each time you enter your mailbox.
Kennelly started her work with when a UC Berkeley professor tested her voice over a digitizer. She was looking for a warm but not too sexy voice, and apparently that was filled by Joan, so she sounds real good.
Yep, yeah. So there is a real voice.
Yeah, except that I hate voicemail.
Oh, God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492-80.
Well, that's a pretty funny thing you got there. Moist jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
The way to describe voicemail is that it's a very sophisticated answering machine. So if you call me and I'm not there, you get the standard message. I'm not at my desk right now. Please leave a message. I'll call you back. I get there. I get my voicemail messages. I hear your question. And I don't have to do anything but push a couple of buttons, and it returns. I get a reply,
mm-hmm.
But I check my voice mailbox.
Okay.
I get your message. I push 022 or whatever the code mm-hmm. is, and that is automatically sent right back to you, to your voice mailbox.
Now, most voicemail is very annoying.
Hello, this is your 115 wake-up call from mailbox 8022.
This is John Hedden, and a group of you have obviously broken into some of my mailboxes and are using them. Anyway, I will, unless I hear from you by this time tomorrow, I will be changing the passcode on those mailboxes. Thank you.
2 p.m.
You think you're tough?
Don't know what that sarcastic message was all about. It's nature, nature. Just let nature run its stupid fucking course.
How dare you give me that attitude?
Tell you what, I'll call you back. Okay, bye.
End of message.
You remember Alfred, don't you? Alfred at the liquor store? You were impressed with his guitar playing. I'm over at his trailer right now, and this is Alfred playing.
Message with their name and phone number. Press U to enter user options.
Anyway, so who in the world is this person who does this voicemail security crap? Who's this stupid joker or this joker that, I don't know, it sounds too stupid, but what's going on? What's happening? I don't know. But anyways, give me a holler. Thanks. Goodbye.
End of message.
Jennifer, this is John Reddy. I just want to let you know there's going to be a voicemail security on the system checking for unauthorized voicemail boxes. Nothing to be worried about, and they might leave you a message, and just want to let you know. All right, thank you.
It is June 22nd, 2:45 a.m.
Mailbox owner, 8038. This is voicemail security. We'll be checking the system periodically for the next 2 months to make sure every individual mailbox changes its greeting every day. And entering the 30th bank of the system, we have found that 8038 did not show up on the computer. If this is an unauthorized user, you will be terminated.
End of message.
homosexual. I am not a homosexual. If I say that enough times, maybe I'll believe it. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a homosexual. Ooh, I'm not a homosexual. No.
End of message.
Hello? Okay. All right. Okay.
Now when someone calls you and you are gone, your callers will hear this message from you.
You really got to wonder about the God who creates humans, designs them to be insatiably curious creatures, always got to be knowing stuff, and then says, you can have any tree in the forest except this one. Don't eat this one. Why not? Well, I can't tell you. Can't tell you why not. Well, why do you put the tree there? Why don't you just put the tree somewhere? Well, I don't know. Just don't eat it.
My monkey.
That weren't enough to send a snake to tempt us. Made the snake to come and tempt us to eat of the tree. And then when we do, punishes us for the rest of our lives and the lives of our children and our children's children, on and on and on and on. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. That is very evil. That's like someone who starves their dog for weeks and weeks and then puts a red juicy steak in front of it, and then when it goes to eat it, breaks its legs, cripples it for the rest of its life. That's evil. That's sadistic. They are worshiping an evil god. They are worshiping an evil god. They are worshiping an evil god.
I heard that.
The issue of morality, a function of testosterone and foolish behavior.
This woman is having sex with a dog. And this big white dog is licking her feet while she's leaning over, looking like she's in the middle of an orgasm.
This woman is having sex with a dog.
His testicles ground out firm, he had his orgasm, he ejaculated, and voila!
A biological event occurred. This woman is having sex with a dog. I'm not kidding. I'm not saying it for effect. I'm not doing it for attention.
I'm not kidding.
How could I be doing it for attention? You're already listening.
I'm not saying it for effect. This is S&M and bestiality all in one place. I'm not doing it for attention. How could I be doing it for attention? You're already listening, right? And somebody listening to another station is not going to get brainwaves saying I'm doing something salacious or saying something outrageous, therefore they'll come listen to me. Come listen to me.
The issue of morality.
Let me describe what the older high school boys did to the younger high school boys. The older boys got naked and sat on the younger boys' faces with their naked behinds. They also sat the boys up, stood in front of them naked, and whipped their penis and testicles across the young boys' faces to slap them with. You know, bam, bam, swish, swish, bam, bam, swish, swish, bam, bam, swish, swish, bam, bam, swish, swish. They also put shaving cream in on or around the boys naked behind. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, optimizing solo sex. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, lesbian oral sex. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, optimizing squinted. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, masturbating squint. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, female ejaculation. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, the G-spot. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, screwing her daughter. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. 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 I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Bam, bam, swish, swish. 8-year-olds should know about how to do oral sex right, anal sex right, homosexual sex right, dildo sex right, whatever. They should know all of this or else their lives will be dragged.
Morality. Very frightening. You have to operate out of fear. I go do the right thing.
There was a caller who called this number. We were talking about how to control drug abuse, and he started off his comments like this.
Let's face it, I mean, the CIA's involvement in drug trafficking in Panama is just the very, very tip of the iceberg. I mean, we installed the Pakistan government for the sole purpose of increasing the amount of heroin to flow into this country.
Yeah, this bozo probably believes that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by the communists and that the 1969 Apollo lunar landing was all staged in Hollywood.
I mean, and why would the government do that when it's against the law, not good for us? Because it keeps us passive, docile dogs, and they don't have to worry about stoned hippies. They have to worry about radicals who have lots of energy.
Right, radicals who have a lot of energy, enough energy to go up to San Francisco, start blocking people from getting into buildings, setting fires, overturning trash cans, knocking over cars, and throwing rocks and bottles at cops, all in the name of peace.
You have to figure out, well, why did they do this in the first place? So they're basically unhealthy activity. Now, why do they do it? I mean, there's got to be some reason there, and I don't think you can blame the individual, because you can see the mass amounts of abuse in society, and obviously it's more of a society-type problem than it is an individual-type problem.
Oh, right. Never let the individual take responsibility for his actions. Oh, God, no. Always diffuse the responsibility so that anything anybody does that's negative is society's fault. Well, listen, buddy, why don't you tell the lady that Larry Singleton hacked up that he's really a pretty nice guy, but it's society's fault. It's a bunch of goddamn bullshit.
You may start your message now.
You see? He knows where his allegiances lie. I want factionalism. Us against them, that's what I say. Everyone against everyone, and everyone against me. Fight to the death. War. Mailbox. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Finally, we are going to record your name to identify your mailbox. Record only your first and last name. For example, Jim Smith. Press U to enter user options.
Friday, 9:16 p.m.
Anyway, I am not a bleach blonde-haired, 5'2", fucked-up, homo arch fag, renaissance man.
Never said he was bleach blonde.
13-year-old with bleach blonde hair, anorexically thin. Actually, no, I'm a 23-year-old company executive that rose up there in the ranks. And I am Asian. That's why they call me Yellow Invasion. You see, our goal is complete and total world ownership by the year 1999. Yes, we will own all of you one day.
End of message. Thursday, 1:41 a.m. from
the dammit woman, dammit. Okay, let's see what's going on in this way.
Thank you for calling, dear friend. This is Vincent. Let us meditate together.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, in this moment, as we turn to thee, we seek out the restoring sacrament of silence. This restoring sacrament does not come easily.
Yeah.
Chinese political.
political manipulator Rose Pak and the local Chinese establishment are scheming to save the earthquake-crippled Embarcadero Freeway to benefit Chinatown merchants and landowners regardless of seismic safety hazards and the cost of restoration. This 30-year-old freeway was built with the same engineering concepts and construction methods as the collapsed Cypress structure.
Hey Bill, call me from your place. Let me know what's going on.
From San Francisco, press 1.
Friday, 10:59 a.m.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for those comments on my drug message. And of course, I can be serious. I enjoy a philosophical discussion just as much as you do, I'm sure. And I think looking into these subjects is very good for the psyche. And I think you've made some real breakthroughs. And I think some of it has rubbed off on Pretty One. I think you've had a positive influence on her. I'm really happy about that. And it really bothers me that you say that I can't ever be serious and talk in a serious way and then have a serious conversation, talk in my regular tone of voice and everything. And, well, maybe I just won't even participate then if I can't be perceived as a serious person. Maybe it's just not worth even trying. So anyway, I had several interesting things to share with you to pursue and elaborate on this drug thing that we started, but when you make a cutting remark like that to my very psyche, then maybe I just won't share my comments with you. So, anyway, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
End of message.
What the hell do you care if I don't happen to like the name Illy Bay Area Rep? We'll just have to see if the FBI is interested in some of your mailbox antics, Mr. Bay Area Rep. I hate to bite the hand that gives me mailboxes, but if you're going to be that way, I'll just have to keep the administration box passcode, which I now have, to myself. And I know your home phone number, too, and your work number, and the phone company works both ways. Yeah, you can get 611 out to my house, but I can get yours out to your house, and I can get you shut off, too. Just because you're handicapped doesn't mean you have superior abilities with the telephone. I am Telephone Man. I'm Telco Man, fighting communism in the telephone lines, and you, sir, are a false conservative and a communist agent for the Chinese, since the Russians are cool now.
End of recording.
What?
We will now return you to the category. If you are satisfied with your greeting, press X to save it. If you would like to discard it and record your greeting again, press D.
God, this guy reminds me of Bob X.
Tuesday, 5:32 p.m.
Hi, this is Bob X, and sorry I didn't get back to you sooner, but oh well. As far as the messages you left that night, I found them highly entertaining. I did find myself giggling occasionally, although not in a bad way. At least you shouldn't take it in a bad manner. Some of the ideas you are espousing, I espouse myself many a time. And I've just decided that the reality that I want to live in, because you do make and create your own reality, and if you want to live in the one that you describe, you can, and that's fine, but I don't think I choose that, because there's too much to give up to do that. And as far as the idea of no action and no feeling as a way to avoid struggles and pain in the world, you know, it's like they say, it's not being there that's so great, it's getting there. It's the struggle to get to that end that life's really all about. You know, it's kind of like what I see as the real meaning behind human life is struggling. It's not trying to get anywhere or be anything at any specific time. It's the whole process. The evolution is the reason itself, somehow or another. If that makes any kind of sense. But yeah, there were some decent ideas. It seems that, at least from what I judge from your outgoing messages and stuff, you haven't completely changed. But it seems like you may have had actually some permanent effect or damage, as one may take it. So yeah, maybe I'll have more firm foundations on comments about your little comments that you left in my line later, after the ideas are better formed in my mind.
All right, well, that's that. I really am going to sleep now. Good night.
Anyway, I gotta get out of here, gone. I'm out of here.
Good deal.
Well, have a good one, and we'll speak with you later on. We'll speak with you soon.
So I guess we'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye. Sayonara.
Wait.
End of message.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You've been listening to episode 7 of Midnight Voice Jail. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel DeMonique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel DeMonique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.